This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Port Hunter Liggett in Monterey County. Come along and join us for a visit with Colonel Lisa Lamb, the new garrison commander. Welcome, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. So, rewind in your life for a moment. You just came from duty station in Germany, correct?
I did. Stuttgart, Germany,
wow.
With U.S. Africa Command.
That's different, isn't it?
Yeah. Very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was primary mission focus for you while you're there in Germany?
So my primary duty responsibility was as the secretariat for the joint staff to the commander there at AFRICOM, which was General Townsend.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And rewinding more in your life, you originally got out of high school and joined the Air Force as an enlisted?
I did. Yeah. I did. So I had a pretty interesting journey. I went into the Air Force right out of high school, mostly for my, to get the college.
GI Bill.
GI
yeah.
Bill, absolutely.
Yeah.
And from there, after I left the Air Force, I decided to go back to school because that was the intent. Huh? And while I was in college at Christopher Newport University, I ended up running into a major there who was running around the campus looking for students to join his ROTC program, Army ROTC. Mm-hmm. And the rest is history. That's how I ended up in the Army.
So it was coincidence. It could have been an Air Force colonel that taught
it
you.
It could have. Right. It could have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're career field, your MOS changed dramatically when you went into the Army.
Well, actually, it didn't right away. So initially, I went into the Army as a logistician. And in the Air Force, I was an inventory control specialist, very similar.
Okay.
However, as a senior major, I transitioned to what we call a functional area, and that functional area is force management. So that's when the change occurred, when I went into force management.
And then how did it segue to Germany? How did that happen?
So the Germany assignment came along after Army War College. I spent a year at Army War College, and then I was selected to go back to the Pentagon and work on the joint staff.
Wow.
But I got a phone call, ironically. I was about to board a cruise ship. One of my middle girls, my daughter Jillian, had just graduated from high school, and I was with my dad and my brother, one of my brothers, and the whole family, and we were walking onto the cruise ship, and I got a phone call from my career manager that said, "Hey, have you signed in yet to the Pentagon?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I signed in." "Well, how many days have you been there? Like, have you unpacked?" And I'm like, "Where is this going?" And all of a sudden she goes, "Well, I've got an opportunity for you. I know you kind of mentioned you wouldn't mind going back overseas. What do you think about Germany?" And I was like, "Say no more. Yes." "I'll take it, whatever the job is." And that's how I ended up
in what year?
Stuttgart.
What year was that?
2018.
2018. So you were there last 20
3
months.
Years.
3
yeah.
years. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you miss it at all?
A little bit. I do. I miss
the
all
culture
of the culture and just it's kind of simpler there. Mm-hmm. You know, I rode my bike to work every day and just some of the things that I did in Germany, it was different, but I have to be honest, you know, I feel like probably the luckiest girl in the world. I went from Germany to one of the best places, I believe, in the United States to live in, and that's Central California.
That's really cool.
It is gorgeous here.
Did you have a choice in your new assignment? Or
Actually, very similar story to my my going to Germany assignment. So I was already selected to be the director for distance education at Fort Leavenworth for the Command and General Staff College.
Oh, wow.
And because of my educational background, and I've taught before, I interviewed for that job back in January of this year and was selected and was... I actually had an offer out on a house and had finished the inspection on the house when I got a strange phone call again that said, hey, we want to talk to you about a command opportunity. And I was like, are you kidding me right now? Like, this cannot be happening again.
How funny.
And thank goodness I was within that 10-day window of the whole home buying process in Kansas. And they told me that it was Fort Hunter Liggett, and my family and I, we sat down, we looked it up on the map, and we were like, there's nothing there. Do we really want to take this? And we all decided it looked like a great adventure. And so, you know, you can't turn down a command opportunity either.
I know your uncle is in Oakland.
He
you
is.
Have some family on the West Coast.
I do, and I thought it was a great opportunity. We've never lived in California. I've never had the opportunity to be so close to, you know, my dad's side of the family, my uncle and cousins that are here. I just thought it seemed like a great opportunity.
And as long as we're talking things Central Coast, Frank Lanzone, the general manager at KCBX, had met you.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lisa loves wine.
Absolutely. It is no secret that my husband and I love wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, during COVID, while we were in Germany and we couldn't go down to visit some of our favorite spots in Italy and the Bordeaux region and all of those great places we had visited before COVID, our MWR there in Stuttgart started virtual wine tastings.
Wow.
And they would link up with the vineyards in Italy and France and
it's
all
like
over.
Little Zoom.
It was a Zoom call, and they would purchase a package in advance,
mm-hmm.
and they would send the box to you, and then you could do the virtual Zoom with the vineyards. And man, we probably did one of those every couple of weeks. And we started hosting parties, so we love wine tasting.
That's so cool. So you're a little spoiled.
A little bit. But we're looking forward to all the California wines.
Have
as
you
well.
Had a chance to get off base and do a little
Not
tasting yet?
Not yet. My husband is visiting with his mom in Albuquerque right now, and he made me promise that I wouldn't hit the vineyards until he got back.
I love it. Okay. Back to Fort Hunter Liggett and your command. What first was your, oh my God, you know, what am I dealing
when my
with?
Daughter and I first drove in, it was the 19th of June, I believe, and we were coming down from San Jose. We flew into San Jose the night before, and we're driving in that morning, and we keep driving. And at one point, I call Lieutenant Colonel Stanley, and I said, I don't know if I've missed the, I got off the exit, but maybe I missed the sign or something. He's like, ma'am, just keep driving. You'll eventually see it. I was like, wow, this is kind of far.
Yeah.
But as we drove in and we could see the mountains and everything, it's breathtaking. It is absolutely breathtaking. And even though it's way out here, there's just so much that we have to offer.
And you've got a back way out. On Nacimiento Ferguson Road, you can hit the beach at Big Sur in, what, a half hour, an hour?
Yes. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, yeah.
Back to mission here. Mm-hmm. What are your challenges? What are you getting your teeth into now and
so
here?
I think some of the challenges are probably, you know, coming, well, I don't want to say coming out of COVID. We're still in COVID,
right.
But kind of the post, you know, pandemic shutdown. Just trying to get our services back, and also we've done a lot of training here this summer. We've had a lot of units come through, and I think just getting back to business as we've had in the past.
Kind of that regular routine, yeah.
Absolutely.
But this is very much a training base.
Absolutely.
And
it
you
is.
And you have schoolhouse and schools that. Go on 24/7 here.
Absolutely.
Right?
We have had schools that still continue during the pandemic.
And one is military police, right?
Yes. So we have military police. We have the engineers. So a number of different schools here.
Mm-hmm. One of the most fascinating things about the base here that I'm just in love with is your cyber virtual reality laboratories that you have.
Absolutely. So we have the opportunity to train on so many different career fields within the Army right here at Fort Hunter Liggett or up at our other installation in Dublin at Camp Parks.
So that is very much a part of the umbrella of Fort Hunter Liggett.
It is. So Camp Parks just recently got the NCO Academy there. And so as a part of, we're one garrison, two installations, and as a part of one garrison, we're able to do quite a bit of training for the Army.
And do you have to physically go up there periodically? Is that part of your
regular? I do. I go up and visit. We were just there last Friday.
Swing by and see Uncle on the way back.
Absolutely.
Well, a little bit more about what you're most proud of and what you hope to accomplish. Your mission here.
Yeah. The mission here. I think what's really neat about the mission here is, again, the fact that we can train so many different MOSs and we have the land and the space to do that. But also the fact that we have this microgrid project, and we will reach net zero in probably the next 12 to 15 months or so. The first Army installation to do that.
So you guys literally are a role model and kind of a demonstration model for other installations and military bases, Department of Defense, all across the country.
And the U.S. government, to be quite honest. We're at a point where we will produce more energy than we consume. And, you know, our focus here is to do just that in the next 12 months or so.
That's really interesting. There is that other silent mission of the Army Reserve here, and it's like, you guys are environmentalists. It's kind of a disconnect in a way.
Yeah.
But, I mean, with your natural habitat and wildlife.
We run our own recycling program. I mean, we do a lot here at Fort Hunter Liggett, and it's just amazing. The professionals that work here every day, I want to pinch myself that I was lucky enough to get this assignment and work with this team. Another, you know, point to make is we were the only Army installation selected to give the White House a virtual tour of what we have going on here at Fort Hunter Liggett.
And that was just what, last week?
Or 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yes. So, again, there's so much happening here at Fort Hunter Liggett, and I think it's a crown jewel, not only the Army Reserve, but our Army in total.
And it's really fascinating, as you alluded to earlier, it's kind of an invisible base.
Right, it really is.
Unless you drive down 101, you don't see it.
Right.
And yet, as I recall, this is the largest Army Reserve training installation in America.
It is. We are the seventh largest Army base. So at 169,000 acres, we're a pretty big deal. I think Fort Hunter Liggett is a pretty big deal.
That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Looking forward, what do you hope to accomplish, you know, even community engagement?
Oh, so that is right now my absolute passion. I'm looking to be engaged more within our community. And again, coming out of this global pandemic, I think we need to do more within the community. And so we have a number of initiatives that we're looking at as we reach out. We did a huge 4th of July event that went over well. I think it was absolutely phenomenal, actually. It was the first of its kind for our installation, and the teamwork that went into that to make that thing successful. We had approximately 1,700 people attended the event.
Wow.
And it was awesome. We've heard nothing but great things, and we're looking to do more outreach like that. So
I wanted to come, but I was at 30,000 feet, and it was interesting flying over America on July 4th in the evening. It was like carpet bombing Germany.
Was it really?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
Looking at the whole Midwest.
Everything.
Anyway, back to Lisa Lamb, Colonel, Commander of the base. we skipped over your family, and I was blessed to have lunch with some of your family at ceremony mm-hmm. for change of command.
Yeah.
Your brother, retired colonel, mm-hmm. I mean, some awesome characters. Give us a highlights of what you're most proud of your family.
Absolutely. So as you mentioned, my brother, Raymond Lamb, retired colonel, and now a deacon within the Catholic Church. And he has just been such a mentor.
Yeah, he told me he changed to saving lives.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Such a mentor to me over the past few years.
Is he older brother?
Oh, yes, he is. We lived in Hawaii for about 6 years, and my husband and I spent a lot of time with he and my sister-in-law, Tyra. And then there's my uncle David Krashna, who's here in California. And I'll tell you, he was my role model when I was that mm-hmm. high. I actually wanted to go into the military to become a lawyer. I wanted to become a lawyer and then eventually, you know, go on and do things that he did.
And he was retired Superior Court judge, correct?
Yes, yeah. He is. And that didn't work out for me, but I think I've been successful nonetheless. He has been definitely a role model, and that's why I'm really happy to have an opportunity to be close by and spend some time with him the next few years.
Yeah. Colonel Lisa Lamb, Garrison Commander, Fort Hunter Liggett in Monterey County, wonderful to spend the morning with you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Mine. All right, I'm Tom Wilmer.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolff, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.